Early Edition continues on Home Show Radio and Sports Radio 610, and we help you improve your home. But what about when you buy a new home and you move in and you get a little surprise? That's what happened to Hank in Bel Air, and he needs some help with his design. And for that, we turn to Mary, the lead interior designer at Elizabeth Cole Designs. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So let's see if you can help us out with Hank in Bel Air, okay?
Of course.
He says, our new custom home is finally finished, and we moved in our old furniture, and man, does it look old. Unfortunately, we've blown through our budget, so we're looking away to upgrade without breaking the bank. Mary, what kind of tips, what advice do you have for him on doing that?
Okay, this is a very common problem. What I like to do is work on the main public spaces first and get those finished. So when I go into somebody's home, I take my measurements, I take my pictures. Many times I can repurpose some of the pieces that are not working, maybe where they have them placed in another part of the home, but I can instantly update it on their budget by just working one room at a time. Many people want everything done at once, and you know that doesn't work with your budget. I like to complete a public space where you live, where you entertain, and then move on from there. Working with good, better, best product, we can rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, so maybe the sofa is the workhorse. Maybe put a little more money into that, and then do a machine-woven rug that'll bring in color and pattern, but not break the bank there.
When you look in a room, when you come into a new house, you want to start on a big space first, and like you're saying, pick one big piece that you're going to work around. That's the base advice for starting on that public space.
Yes, yeah. Say they have a beautiful sofa, but the occasional tables aren't working. They need a new rug. Mm-hmm. Many times the rug is too small. Nobody knows how to get the correct size for a rug. Typically, that's very common. So those are some really quick fixes. Accessories and lamps are instant updates to any space.
What I like about your strategy is when you bring a designer in to design a whole home, you wind up with a home that feels designery. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel personal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do one room at a time, you're going to have a chance to kind of tweak as you go along. Is that part of the strategy?
It is. And, you know, it's my client's home, and I want it to represent them and their lifestyle. Does not want to look like their neighbors.
And Elizabeth Cole Design does it help, especially if you're on a budget, you can really help stretch the dollar.
Exactly. With our model home furniture that we purchase back, and then, like I said, the good, better, and best quality that we carry, and our sources are endless that I can order from. So I really can, you know, place the money in the important areas and then lower the budget in other areas and really pull together a cohesive look.
That's why she's the lead designer. She's Mary. And that's why Elizabeth Cole Design is Tom's go-to trusted home show pro for home design. You can learn more about them by visiting homeshowradio.com. You'll see their name right there on the homepage. Mary, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.